might be what you're coming up with. He's a meat cutter, they call him. Meat cutter. And he's good enough. I mean, he can cut it most anyway, person wants to find. So I heard him say.
Did y'all, where, when you were growing up, did you have hog killing time?
Yeah, we used to have hog killing time in the fall, in the cold weather. We had to wait in cold weather on account of the flies and things like that would gnats take over. We just wait a winter time. It's the best time to kill meats of any kind, winter time. Where you want, so you can get to put it away, you see.
Did you make anything with the meat from his head?
Yeah, souse. Called hoghead cheese. People call it now hoghead cheese. We called it souse back there at that time. And then we pickled the meat. My father always went and bought a lot of salt. And we'd take the wash pot and put that salt and water in there. And we'd put that salt in there until this brine would flow the egg. That's how strong he wanted it. Just float it. When it floated the egg, then he let it cool and he'd have his meat put in a barrel. And you pour this brine in over his meat. And that's the way he pickled his meat in that brine. And then after the first two weeks, he took that brine out of that meat, took that meat out, laid it on a table, and took that brine as left and add to it and make some more new brine put in there, and then that was it for the year.
Yes.
Yeah, that's it for the year.
Did y'all ever do anything with the liver? Hog's liver?
No more than just cook it and eat it. Never put it away in nothing.
Didn't make any grind it up.
Give it away
and pudding or anything?
No. No, I saw, we had one auntie one time that made us a blood pudding out. Caught the blood, stuck the hog, and caught the blood and made pudding out of it.
Yes, sir.
But we didn't eat it. I didn't like it.
I don't think I would either.
Uh-uh. And the Bible's strictly against that. The Bible's strictly against hog pudding, blood pudding. So, we've give and take of the word. We had a big hog killing. We had a lot of help. And we divide out the stuff that we couldn't pick away. And we just have a big union meeting, you know. Cook a lot of these lights and livers together. Cook them real tender. And the tongue. We use the tongue sometimes. Never wait. Throw away no hog tongue.
You ever hear of people around here eating brains and eggs?
Lots, yeah. I have eaten them myself. Brains and eggs. But I don't eat no more. That way I wouldn't want that. I just rather not do that. But it's for a little tender beef, I'll eat it, and scale fish.
You ever heard of anything called scrapple?
Scrapple.
Something you make with hog meat and cornmeal, cook it, fry it?
No, I never heard of that one, I don't believe. Never heard of that. Scrapple.
You mentioned Clabber Girl baking soda a minute ago. What is Clabber?
Clabber, that's what we call Clabber, is milk curdled. It goes to Clabber. Cow milk fresh from a cow, what ain't been demolished, I call it, to all the good fat took out. It'll clabber, and after it clabbers then, you take this clabber and put it in a churn, leave the cream on it, put the cream in there with it, and then you churn it and you've got buttermilk. Well, that's what we call clabber, when it turns hard like that.
Is there any kind of cheese you can make out of that clabber?
Yeah, you can make white cheese out of it. Strain it and make white cheese out of this clabber.
Is that white cheese, is that like...
Called clabber cheese.
Clabber cheese?
Yeah.
Is that the same thing as cottage cheese?
Yeah, it's the same thing, cottage cheese. But we call it clabber cheese. We make it ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
That's where that other is made from, too.
I see. Ever heard of the inside parts of a chicken or a hog called the haslet or hashlet or parslet, anything like
no,
that?
No, the hog has a haslet. Hog haslet.
Which part is that?
Well, let me see now. That grows on the liver.